In the gospel today, Jesus is telling us that he is the bread of life.
Amen.
Jesus is telling us he is the bread of life.
Amen.
And the bread of life is God himself.
Amen.
God is patiently drawing us towards a future and hope that is rooted in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. The bread that Jesus offered his disciples gives us nourishment and strength to the heavenly paradise and gives us the abundant supernatural life of God which sustains us for all eternity. It is written in the prophet, they shall all be taught by God. Jesus tells us that God wants to be the teacher of each and every one of us here today and to our viewing audience. God wants to speak to our heart. He wants to have a heart-to-heart conversation with us. And in order for that to happen, we need to be present. We need to be ready and willing to receive his truth.
Amen.
Church, do you hunger for the bread of life? Do you hunger for the bread of life? Because of the COVID-19, the churches has been closed here in this diocese for a little over a month. And you are not able to receive Holy Communion that gives you that nourishment and the strength to keep you focused on Jesus. What have been sustaining you and nourishing you through this ordeal? You know, in the first reading, when you hear the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, and you tell him, get up and head south on the road. Philip was obedient. He listened to the Lord. There's a reason why he sent him on that road. He knew the eunuch was reading Isaiah, and he had need to be evangelized. He obeyed the Lord, and he went, and he was able to do what the Lord had wanted him to do. I say this to say, during this time, we are still called to evangelize. We're still called to help one another.
Yes.
We're still called to be discerning. You know, the other day when I went home, there was a person sitting across from my house, crying long tears, a young lady. I approached the young lady and asked her, is everything okay? She said, no. Church, things are so bad out here that people are actually grieving. Her business is going down and she's having some personal issues. I asked her if I could pray with her. She said, yes. And that prayer really lifted her spirit.
Amen.
I say that to say, as in the first reading, Philip was called to meet the eunuch, to give him, to evangelize him, and to teach him. And that's what God wants us to do. Don't give up. Keep the faith. Keep believing in Jesus, and we will have eternal life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.